We are joined now by Mr. Gil Te Karakia Mataroa, currently the Consul General of the Cook Islands to New Zealand. He is an Executive Committee Member and Vice Chair of the Cook Islands Civil Society Organisation, Inc., CISCO, which is the umbrella body for the Cook Islands NGOs. Mr. Mataroa's involvement in civil society work in the Cook Islands includes work with the Cook Islands Boys Brigade and the Cook Islands Climate Action Network, as well as faith-based organisations. He holds the following leadership roles as past president of Rarotonga Rotary Club, former president Te Mawent, Inua Federated Farmers Incorporated, former president of Cook Islands Music Association, former vice president board of directors of the Pacific Islands Association of NGOs, director Te Karakia and Associates Holdings Limited, a consultant in energy efficiency, as well as a project management. Mr. Mataroa is also a member of the Alliance of Aronga Mana of the Cook Islands, which is a body pursuing the rights of the indigenous people of the Cook Islands as traditional leaders. He is also traditional leader, and as such, he holds the traditional title of Te Pini Rangatira. He joins us now in studio for more. Oh, kia ora, me taki mata, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Te Pini Rangatira. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. that's an interview just right there. Oh, my life. Well, firstly, Consul General, tell us a little bit about yourself and where the journey to future greatness and serving your beautiful Cook Islands community began.
Kia ora, Brian. Thank you for having us, having me on the program for today. Yes, I've had a journey that has made some decisions to become a traditional leader as I am today. But if I could just start with a amu or a chant that I always start with in my introductions. And it goes like this. Warumaru te maruata, e mata te kite. Warumaru te ngākau, e mata te kite. Ea te ngururu, ea te ngarara, e vivi e wāwā ai nei. Ka akaraki te teitei i te rangi, kau e toa e pānu mutu kore. Roimata e maringi, a kairo no te inangaro. Basically means that we've had our we're calling our ancestors, and just with the theme that we have for this week of the Epitomo Te Reo Māori Kuki Aran, Atuitu I Ao Ki Te Honeone O Toku Ui Tupuna, and connect me to the soils of my ancestors. I would like to put it in another way. Atuitu I Ao Ki Te Kea Ina Moa O Toku Ui Tupuna. It talks about connect me to the foundation of my ancestors, because as such we become accustomed to the leadership roles that we have now. As one of the titles I carry today is Te Pini Rangatira, under the tribal king queen that we have in place today of the Tinamana tribe. Today we have a queen, Tinamana Tokerau, who is our the paramount of the chief in our village. And as such, we the journey to become what we are today is really the idea of connecting ourselves to the soil. As such, as we our team has spoken to that, and at the moment I have had this opportunity to also. Do a study on ecosystem dynamics, which also talks about the connecting of our people, recognizing the land as our existence in this world today. So I played a major role in many of I'm a former public servant in the Cook Islands, and today I'm again as a public servant here in Auckland as the Consul General of the Cook Islands. But if I could just put one aspect of what I believe the journey has taken me, brought me to today, and I do have one that has been created to also look at the existence of our people in the Pacific, having the knowledge that we exist from the ground, in a circle of life, as in the movie of The Lion King. But for me, I also have a platform that I use to create that moment. And I have this, if I could read this one out, it's Kia tutara e mau i te tara, ka riu te enua, e te wai mapia, kia punapuna ngā riu, e kia puakapa. In English, it means to be supreme and independent, to hold and keep the bounty, so that the land prospers with clear water, clear sweet waters, and may the valleys be rich, and let there be growth and development. It has a platform of our existence as Pacific people, and since my tenure here, now in Auckland, I've been to many of our Pacific Island gatherings, and I've seen the richness of our culture presented from all of our Pacific Island countries and with our tangata whenua families here in New Zealand. So for this, it's you know, the having that knowledge that we do have this rich background, and to express that in a way that the belonging becomes an everyday part of our life. Just in the weekend past, we've had Maere Nui here in Auckland, and that was an awesome display of cultural richness of the Cook Islands diaspora here in Auckland and around New Zealand. And it displayed one of unity in the colour, you know, the how everything was created, composed to reflect one thing that everybody, the composers, to include myself, we all came to one conclusion, that God is supreme over everything that we are doing today. So I just wanted to highlight that before we go any further. Thank you.
Meitaki Maata, so many things I want to ask to Pini Rangatira, but I am fascinated with regards to your traditional title and the structure. How does it work with that traditional framework within Cook Islands society? And is it for your particular title? Is it only limited to you know, Rarotonga, or where, you know, where family land is, yeah, say, for example, or does it, you know, cover the whole? And is the structure the same in every island, you know, or southern, northern? It's different.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes, every island has different titles and different foundations, different platforms of how they operate within their own islands or wakas, as we are on the island of Rarotonga. We have three main wakas. For me, I'm fortunate because I belong to the three wakas of the main island. But my title is from one of the wakas, which is Puekura Arorangi, and I'm proud of that. The title is one under the queen itself that we have today. We have 68 members of our council, and we call our group, or the leadership of the governing council of our tribe, as the Kawariki Rangi or Puekura, which is the council that reflects on issues in our village, land, titles, and the people that we represent in our smaller constituencies of belonging. Now, I say that I belong to the whole three wakas on the island and the outer islands also, but the main one is on the island of Rarotonga. And the structure that we have is that the traditional leaders are part of the House of Wariki, you know, with the paramount government legislated house that is run by a president with the kings or the queens on the island. And in that regard, Then we have the sub-chiefs who become also under that umbrella. And issues surrounding their own processes in each of the wakas have, they differentiate. They are different in some aspects of Rarotonga, and that is structured in a way that we, once a year, there's a program, a day set aside for the House of Warikis. And but this is very unique because the House of Wariki is part of the legislative arm of government in the government governance structure of the Cook Islands. And they become, they are sought or sourced from to look at issues that are pertinent to the well-being of our Cook Islands diaspora home. And we have also some of the leaders that are here in New Zealand. So we have this structure that is part and parcel of a government support and the community support. And at the community level, it's bigger with our members of each of the constituencies that the title holders have leadership over their own families. And it gives mana in a way that we deliver what is required of us to do. And but I'm here now, so once we move out of the island, then we have to have a succession plan in place, so you appoint someone who will sit in for you back island. But I'm here to work, so I'm still having, I still carry my title with me wherever I go.
There's so many hats that you wear with Rotary Club, you know, the Music Association, Piangong, you know, looking at Indigenous rights of, Indigenous Cook Islanders, as well as for the environment and energy efficiency, Te Pini Rangatira. How do you balance and manage all those different spaces? And that's not even, your role as Consul General here, in New Zealand. How do you manage all those different responsibilities?
Those are what I was doing at home. So when I moved here, I'm now doing what I do as a Consul General and working with our Cook Islands diaspora here in Auckland, and also meeting up with the government reps here, the ministers and the officials that are in the New Zealand government. But I still have my links back home in terms of delivery of some of the things that I do. So I'm no longer doing some of those work, but that has been my passion, and I'm using those to my advantage while I'm here as a Consul General.
Yeah.
So I've been working to develop plans that would entice our people to realize the importance of the role that we play as the consulate here in Auckland, and also and why we're here. So some of those things had to come into play. As a civil society person, I'm very close at home with our communities here in Auckland, and they've been very helpful since I assumed the role. And so with those attributes and the business environment, my role also is to seek support for the Cook Islands in terms of trade in commodities and services. And at the same time, facilitating some of the requirements that are needed for us to make it work for our Cook Islands diaspora here in New Zealand and back home. So in terms of the work that we do here, some of my attributes, I contribute to how we develop those plans to bring our people together, and amongst other things,
Tipini rangatira, whether it's the Cook Islands community in Auckland or Tokoroa or down in Porirua or Christchurch or wherever, for you as Consul General, what is the your main purpose or desire or aim during your tenure if you're looking across, you know, Cook Islands community nationwide?
Yep. Thank you for that, Brian. We have a High Commission in Wellington. Is headed by Her Excellency Elizabeth Wright Koteka. And we have a role to unite our people, but most importantly is to look at getting the best out of our people here, to support our people back home or their families back home. And secondly is to look into opportunities of employment here and ways to entice our people to go back to the Cook Islands and work in the Cook Islands, contributing to its economic development. And today we are also here trying to see if we could bring our young people together, and whether in business or in roles that could support our diaspora here and also back in the Cook Islands. And and to do that, we needed to communicate, to have a networking of the office with departments of the government here in New Zealand, like MPP, the Southern Ministry of Pacific People, the Department of Internal Affairs, and Ministry of Social Development. As paramount at this point in time is also our referral process of our Cook Islanders coming to New Zealand to get health support. And at the moment there's a lot of discussions evolving around support to those families coming to New Zealand. And but for the office, we have a multifaceted role in working with our communities here. There are a number of activities that have involved Cook Islanders who are working in social service departments here, and bringing them together to support our people is one of the priority areas. But most importantly, one of our priorities in the office is really looking at trade between the two countries. Just last week we had the opportunity to meet with Minister Phil Twyford and the Honourable Opito Sio in bringing out the discussions on the PACER Plus and free trade agreements between the country as one of the signatories to that agreement. So looking at trying to access the funds to be able to improve delivery of some services here and in the Cook Islands to assist with the business developments and the economic development of the Cook Islands. And as it is today, one of the priorities of the government is looking at diversifying our economic development, and there are many options for that, and that can only happen with an instrument that is in writing with us today, of the focus of government towards that with economic response.
Finally, Tipini Rangatira, just a message to our Cook Islands community across the country and tuning in from around the world, please.
The memoa kia ora tātou katoto. Te oronga atu nei tōku reo ka meteke angi kōtou katoto ai tira, ka rongorongo mai tō tātou tuanga no tira i te tuanga no te epitoma o te reo Māori kūki arin. I rungo nei te tua tō tātou enua i Aotearoa nei. Te nā ia tō tātou tumutāpura i atuitui i au ki te honeone o tōku uitupuna. Te irindaka nea o te tai tuanga te kā riro i tauturi i tātou i tāko koranga o tō tātou epitoma o te reo Māori i te kuki arin nei. I te atianga nei te tumuanga o te rā i tāko metaki koto na te tātou i aku irunga te i tā tātou rātio. E tā tātou pia tūtū i te komkoma atu ki tātou no te tai o tuanga. I roto nei tō au tō tātou opoti i te epitoma o te reo Māori i te roto i runga nei te inua i Aotearoa nei. e tapanga i te atuanga naku nō rot oranga atu te tai mā ngā tumuanga tutua mā matutu no poekura. Te karanga nei, ko e iari ki tukuna e koe ki tai, ki inu no kapu tai. Kapau te warurau, kapau te warurau. Kapau te warurau, kapau te warurau. To all our Cook Islanders looking into our program for today, thank you for this opportunity to share part and parcel of what is currently the work that I'm doing here in Auckland. And as you can see, I'm wearing Tinomana, one of Tinomana's prized A is the Tui Tui. No Tinomana te e te kaka e tōku pona o ni au. My shirt that I'm wearing is from the Puekura Ute in the Maiwanui 2021 here in Auckland. Te kairo o te inua e parakoto tō tātou tūranga Māori. No reira ko tōku mana koe. I thank you all for watching. Thank you.
Mai taki ma ata te pini rangatira Cook Islands Consul General ke uteke te karakia Mataroa. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Consul General. Really appreciate it. Ka kite rā. Thank you.
Thank you.